Enforcers. It don't matter who writes the laws. It don't matter what the laws say. What matters is who enforces the laws and who their friends are. Keeping track of all the laws that are created, modified, or ignored, and what laws apply to any particular person or situation is obviously impossible. Even for a being with more than human mental abilities. It should be obvious to any thinking person that the system of law under which we suffer is deeply flawed. To understand the law, you need a superhuman brain. So the average person can only guess whether he is breaking the law. And then he needs to try to guess whether that particular law will be enforced at that particular time. It's a win-win situation for the cops, lawyers, and judges. It's a lose-lose situation for the rest of us. It's an unfair, asymmetrical game that is even more destructive than outright chattel slavery. Quoting Jesus from Luke 11:46, "Woe to you lawyers also, for you burden men with burdens heavy to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers." That's right, Jesus. The enforcers don't have to obey the laws when it comes to their own conduct. They don't need no stinking laws. By applying information theory to the laws and the legal system, we can easily see that there is no known scientifically repeatable algorithm for determining who has broken what law. With our present technology, we are not even close to having such a capability. The very concept of having a set of absolute laws in an objective, scientific sense is not possible with present technology. And it's a very moot point whether it is possible at all, ever. The legal system purports to help us resolve disputes without physical violence. We play a symbolic, more legal than thou game. And the referees of the game are not using science. They are not scientists. They are coercivists. They rely on tradition. They think what has worked in the past will continue to work. like the boiling frog, they don't notice subtle and continuous changes in their environment until it is too late. Because things have changed slowly, they think things haven't changed at all. Eventually, they do things that worked in the past, and they no longer work. Then they don't know what to do. They're not used to innovation and improvisation. They cannot be relied on to solve the problems they have created. We need a system that resolves disputes efficiently. Our present system is good enough at conflict resolution to keep the rate of mass murder down to a barely tolerable level most of the time. I think we can do better. The unfair asymmetry in the master-slave game is what makes it counterproductive. The asymmetry in the president-citizen game is what makes it counterproductive. Unfairness in any interaction is a problem for the whole society. We all need to support fairness. Don't just shrug your shoulders and say life's not fair. Do your best to make your life fair. Fair to those who interact with you, and fair to you. If it's not fair, just say no. We can have a society where the overwhelming majority of the social arrangements are fair. We can make any social arrangement fair by introducing the right of refusal. If we grant anyone the right to refuse any suggestion, then the only valid contract is a contract agreed to by all parties involved. If any of the parties to a contract declare that the contract is unfair, at that point, the contract should become null and void. This arrangement does not require esoteric knowledge on the part of all members of society. It is a simple, practical arrangement, easily understood by children. We can make life fair if we just do it. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.